Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allison's in Poway, and her situation is somewhat different because she's just starting out with a guy. Is he too cheap to continue? It's love him or list him. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
Now, Allison, your situation is somewhat unique because a lot of times when it comes to love him or list him, we're talking to somebody that's kind of involved in a relationship bordering on serious, about to move in. This is something that's just starting off, and you want to know whether you should nip it in the bud before it gets worse or if you're overreacting, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Go ahead.
So I went out on a first date with a guy, and I met him online Friday. So the date went pretty well. You know, it wasn't like an awkward first date, which I kind of tend to have. It was pretty easy.
Nice.
He made me laugh, and it was really good until the check came.
Okay.
So when the check got there, he immediately handed it to me. And that's like not to say I need a guy to pay for it. Like, you know, I don't want someone to just automatically feel like they have to. But it did feel weird that he didn't, you know, offer.
So you're sitting at the table, you're laughing, huh, this is great, where all the awkwardness of the first date, you're kind of weaving through that. The server comes, drops the check. He didn't put it to either side. I imagine he put it in a neutral spot of the table, and the guy you're with literally picks it up and just gives it to you?
Yeah, it was like to say, look, like, you know, and that's fine, but he hands me his credit card and he says, let's just split it. And he doesn't ask, like, do you want to split it? I just don't know if it's, like, it made me feel weird, like, that he just decided that we're going to split the bill. We're for sure, like he did not get the same amount of food as me. He got way more, and he got, like, two expensive glasses of wine. He got steak and lobster.
Okay.
And, you know, I ate, too. I had the chicken special. I had one glass of wine. But, you know, it's like he spent... He got something that was double the price of my meal. And I was all about a second date, you know, during our date, because I was like, oh, he's making me laugh. This is so easy. But now I just feel kind of like hesitant, and I don't know if I should go out with him again.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from, because it's like, let's just put it this. You have a group of friends and you all go out, and you have a friend that doesn't really order any drinks. They order something really tiny, but then they eat off other people's plates.
Oh.
And then they give what their little meal cost.
I can see
how that would bother you. Like, dude, you like went all out, which is great, fine, enjoying your dinner, but then you want me to pay for half of yours because what he had is twice as what you did, so he's not contributing towards yours at all.
And Allison, the fact that you brought that up, obviously you split the check 50-50 is what you're saying.
Yeah, we did.
Even though he had the steak and lobster and you had the stupid chicken special.
Yeah. Yeah. I just didn't want to make a big deal out of it at the time, but it definitely stuck with me.
It bothers me that his instant reaction was to pick up that check and hand it to you. Not like in a joking way or anything. And then it took him a minute to pull out his own credit card and say, well, we'll split it. Like he was waiting to see if you would say... I'll get it, or was he waiting for you to react?
I mean, is there any chance here? You know, you said that you had nerves, that you were awkward. I'm sure he was the same way. Maybe he just mistakenly handed it to you. Maybe he was trying to show some respect to your feminism and say, hey, she can take care of things too. I don't know. I'm trying to be devil's advocate. Can any of that be a possibility, Allison? I mean, it's only been a first date after all.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Something in his demeanor is sitting wrong with you when it came to that time. Yeah.
Because he didn't feel, you know, nervous the whole date.
Yeah, you were saying that it wasn't awkward. It was a great first date.
It was really great. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know.
So before we get to our listeners' advice for you, Allison, was there a second date planned at the end of the evening, or are you still kind of in limbo right now?
We talked about, we didn't, you know, set a date and a time, but we were like, yeah, I'd love to see you again.
Okay.
So nothing planned.
So again, first date, things going fine until the check comes. He gives her the check, then says, let's split it 50-50, even though he had, like, you know, a very elaborate dinner and you had, you know, a Groupon. So... Should Allison and Paulway love him or list him?
Do they go on another date?
833-287-1037. It's love him or list him. Help Allison and Paulway out. Allison, would you mind hanging so we can see what our KSO and loyal listeners have to say?
Yes.
833-287-1037. Help Allison out for love him or list him. John and Tammy on KSON. We're back on Love Him or List Him. We are joined by Allison and Poway with John and Tammy on KSON. Let us know when on a first date, things were going wonderfully. All the awkwardness was gone. They went out to dinner, and then the problem came up.
So when the check got there, he immediately handed it to me. And that's, like, not to say I need a guy to pay for it. Like, you know, I don't want someone to just automatically feel like they have to. But it did feel weird that he didn't, you know, offer. He hands me his credit card and he says, let's just split it. Like, he did not get the same amount of food as me. He got way more, and he got, like, two expensive glasses of wine. He got steak and lobster, and I ate too. I had the chicken special. I had one glass of wine.
So what do you think? Should they go out again? Should Allison love him or list him? 833-287-1037.
Let's start out with Donnie in Fallbrook. Donnie, should Allison love Cheapo or list him? Tell me why.
You gotta list him. I mean, what kind of guy doesn't pick up the check on a first date? Give me a break.
I think you're right, Donnie. I didn't want to sound like a sexist, but you're not. You're just right. The guys pick up the check on the first date. We can go Dutch later. I agree. I agree, dude.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Donnie.
Caroline in Santee, what is your take on this? Should she love him or list him?
Well, I think that the overall, the bill thing, that they should have discussed it before they went, because what if she only had minimal money with her? What if she wasn't prepared to pay for the bill? I think it needs a discussion.
Right.
All right, thank you for that, Caroline. Take care.
Thank you. Sarah in Escondido, what do you think Allison should do with the guy who handed her the check immediately right after dinner on the first date? Love him or list him?
Well, my first question would be, who asked who out? Because if she asked him out, then I think that's fair that he would hand her the check.
Yeah, but he asked her out, we found out. The rule should be, you ask me out, you're paying. I ask you out, I'm paying. I mean, that's just the way it is, yeah. Angela and San Marcos, what do you think Allison should do? Love him or list him?
I think she should list him if it's for the long term. For the short term, if you want to go on another date and see how it goes, there's no harm in that, but...
Interesting.
I never paid for anything with my husband.
Thank you, Angela.
That's perfect.
Yes.
All right, awesome. Have a great day.
Good luck.
All right, let's go back to Allison now.
Well, Allison, I mean, it's only been one date, so I don't really feel too badly about saying this, but people are saying if he asked you out, he should have paid. First date, guys, that's just the way it is. They should always pick up the check the first date. And, you know, conversations might need to be had, but tending and leaning towards the whole list him thing.
It's a little disappointing to hear that, because I did like him. But, honestly, I don't want to... I'm not deep in it with him yet, so
sure.
I might as well kind of just cut it off if it's weird.
It bothered you enough to call and ask about it, which is, you know, kind of like deep down, you're saying, gosh, I'm feeling this way, and they're kind of agreeing with you.
Yeah, but on the same side, it's obvious that you're like, oh, really? Okay, because other than that, everything was really good, and dating's hard anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, dating sites. I found someone that makes me laugh. Maybe I can overlook this. Maybe you give them a second. Listen, regardless, you do what you want to do, Allison. If your Allison inside is saying, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, I'm going to bring it up right away as a joke, and if he doesn't take it the right way, then I know. Do you is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, I think bringing it up is a good idea. I'll try that. All right. Thank you.
All right, Allison. Great luck. Thank you for sharing your life with us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.